Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Tuesday afternoon, 2:30 WEEI afternoons. That means we go right to the guest line for our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the NFL Odyssey Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are great. You know, we had a nice win on Thursday night, and then we had a little extra time to ourselves on the weekend. So it was a enjoyable weekend. I wanted to start right off with a somewhat simple question, but I want to get your opinion, especially where you played, where you live, who you've watched, all that. Are the Patriots the best team in the AFC, and can you make an argument for and against that assessment?
Yeah, I can make an argument for it. Offensively, I think with the way Drake May is playing, with the deep ball and the quick strike stuff that they're able to do, and they've done it on a consistent basis. It hasn't been like one game here and a game there. It has been consistently throughout the course of the season that Drake May has just been unbelievable, and they have offensively been unbelievable when it comes to explosive plays in the passing game. They have been in my estimation, you know, and I haven't like when you're doing games, you kind of live in a silo, but I haven't seen a team that consistently has that many explosive deep strike balls down the football field. So that part I would make the argument for. I think they always, under Mike Vrabel, will be a great run defense team, you know, and that's always one of the ways you make teams one-dimensional and you've got a chance. You know, I would sit there and say the counterpart would be the Broncos defense is that good. Their ability to get after the quarterback, their ability to create opportunities for sacks, and their man-to-man coverage skills are as good as it gets in this league. And, you know, they shut down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on Sunday, and they did it playing on third downs almost exclusively. 16 third downs, I think I counted 14 man-to-man situations. And I'm talking about third down and long when most teams are like, hey, man, let's just play the sticks, make them drop it up underneath and, you know, and give them the 8 yards, right? And the Broncos just lined up in man-to-man going, we're better than you and we know it. And they're legitimate when it comes to rushing the passer and their coverage skills. And they did not have their starting middle linebacker in Singleton, and they didn't have – you know, arguably the best cornerback in football in Pat Surtain.
All right, I hate to sort of put you to it here as we're comparing Broncos and Patriots because they seem to be the two best teams in the AFC. Could very well be heading towards a showdown this January, but you're starting a team right now. Are you taking Bo Nix or are you taking Drake May Stink?
Oh, I think I'd probably go Drake May. Drake May has been that good throwing the ball. And Bo, it's not a slight on Bo. I mean, Bo has been good, but he has been inconsistent this season, just really inconsistent, especially with the deep ball. And so that's probably where I would go Drake May. And you know, I think both of them are having exceptional seasons, but I think Drake May is just kind of like, he has just taken off this year. I can't remember a guy that I've watched just go from, you know, what he was last year to just like MVP type candidate this year.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, what would happen back in the day if another player spit on you?
We had that incident here when I played in Denver with Bill Romanowski spitting on J.J. Stokes. And,
yep.
And it was one of those situations where we sat down in a meeting room on, I think, Monday with a big team meeting. And, I mean, guys were pissed. We were pissed at Bill. Like, man, that's not something you do. And, we had a kind of clear the air team meeting, and Bill apologized to, he had apologized to J.J. Stokes, but he apologized to the whole football team. And, it was just one of those deals. I was joking around on the Stink of Truth podcast. If that would have happened to Aqib Talib would have been suspended for life because he'd have tried to kill him. He'd just tried to kill Ja'Marr Chase. So, there was that aspect of the time when I played and Vraves played, that there was a certain level of frontier justice that you just didn't pull stuff like that because you knew you were going to get yours. And, they've tried to take all that stuff out of the game, which I miss. But, that is just, completely unacceptable. And if they took money away from Jalen Ramsey, and now he's not your most innocent guy either, but if they took money away from him, they should give it back to him. They already, kicked him out of that game. They should give him his money back.
Here's one for you. As far as like Drake May having this charm season, you said, the deep ball is so great. He's growing up in front of our eyes, and you hadn't remembered seeing somebody make such meteoric leaps in their second season. Do you think he needs to face a little adversity before the postseason? You know what I mean? Like everything seems to be falling in line for him and going his way. Would he benefit from a stumble or a fall or something where he can learn a little bit more before he gets to, single elimination?
It's always, sometimes those things are always good, just to walk out and just get it handed to you. Sometimes is the best lesson you learn in those situations. I always say when things are going really well, you get coached, but sometimes you don't receive the message as strongly as you need to. And, I was on a team that went 11-0 in Washington before they lost their first game. I was on a team that went 13-0 in Denver and before we lost our first game. And when you're having that kind of streak, the coach will say, hey, man, we play a good team. We're not going to get away with this mistake, and we're not going to get away with this. And then you just keep getting away with those mistakes, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden it hits you. And you'd much rather have it hit you in the regular season than, going, 18-0 before you got to the Super Bowl and losing that one?
Yep.
And so there is that aspect I'd rather learn that valuable lesson. And I tend to learn that lesson a little bit better after a good old fashioned ass whooping, every now and again, those things are good for you as just an overall football team.
Mark, it's sort of accepted around here because it was beaten in our heads over the years by Belichick and Brady that the regular season doesn't really start until Thanksgiving, and then the real season doesn't really start till the postseason. Is there actually an elevation in play, competition level, whatever, after Thanksgiving as you get in December? And does it go to the next level then again in January? Is that a real thing that Drake May and the young Patriots will have to deal with?
Yeah, I think that after Thanksgiving, there's just a heightened awareness. And then the other thing is, depending upon where you are, how do you handle the end of the season when you've got things locked up and all of a sudden the games, don't, like, a loss isn't gonna crush you from, your seeding or whatever. And so then you have to start managing that and figuring out how you can't rest everybody, how many guys play, how many guys don't, all that kind of stuff. So there's just a different, there's just a different feel after Thanksgiving because, the the end of the season is near and the playoffs are going to begin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And so, yeah, and then when you get into the playoffs, it ratchets up just because everybody's good and it's win or go home. So all that, you know, all that stuff is true. It was true, you know, throughout my NFL journey. So, yeah, for sure that's true.
Seems like, you know, we've brought his name up a number of times in these Tuesday chats with you, Stink, but it bears mentioning again. Will Campbell is obviously asserting himself, making his presence felt on the line and having a, you know, by all accounts, very good year. But also, he's really forging a bond with Drake May. It looks like they're becoming, you know, he's his bodyguard, his protector. They're becoming best buddies out there. And Drake has spoken to that to a degree with us as well. How important is that, you know, offensive line and quarterback bond to trying to achieve that common goal together?
Well, I don't know that, you know, whether you get best buddies with that guy or not, I don't think that really matters. I think it's just the mentality of offensive linemen is, you know, we're in this thing. We're a team within a team. We're in this thing together. And, you know, and you just don't ever want to get your quarterback hit. You don't ever want to get your quarterback sacked. You just, like, that protection role is so strong. And, you know, it's how we're measured. And so, those are the things that, like, it doesn't even matter if you don't like the guy. It is such a it's such a part of how things are ingrained in playing that position. And playing that position, unlike a lot of positions in professional sports, regardless of what the sport is, that is, you know, the only position where your back is to the ball. It's always to the ball. And there's such a level of trust and a level of commitment and a level of togetherness in that position that I don't think exists anywhere else. And it's just a weird, and it's just a weird brotherhood. Like I say, the most beautiful place in the world is being in that meeting on Monday and watching no finger pointing, all thumb pulling, guys jumping on, you know, on the hand grenade, so to speak, like, guys begging for the responsibility of bad things. Like, for instance, I could give up a sack and my left tackle would be like, no, I give me that sack. I want that. I should have used a drag hand. I kicked out too fast. That's mine. I was supposed to have body presence. And the center would be, you know, scrambling over the table to choke somebody going, no, man, I was supposed to get over that. I got hung up on the nose guard. We had slide that way. You know, that's my fault. And I'd be going, no, you know, up both of yours. I'm the dumbass that gave up the sack, you know, and the guy's fighting to take the responsibility of a bad thing that happened. And I don't think that exists in any other room like that. It's just such an inherent part of playing that position. And I just think it's why it's just the greatest, like the greatest team within the team. It's just the greatest position in all of football. And why those guys are so loyal and you know, and so connected.
Mark, before we let you go, I wanted to get your opinion on Joe Burrow. Obviously, he's not going to play this week for the Patriots-Bengals game. But when he's on the field, he's clearly one of the top two or three, four best quarterbacks in football. But being on the field has been an issue. We had a texter that said it's starting to make him one of the biggest busts in modern sports because Joe Burrow can't stay on the field. What are your thoughts on Joe Burrow and his health?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow is, I agree with you guys, one of the great quarterbacks I've witnessed, that I've got to watch. And it's a shame that he's hurt all the time. But that's not a Joe Burrow issue. That is a Cincinnati Bengals coaching issue. You make him play off the high dive 24/7. And that dude just sits in gun the entirety of the play or the entirety of the game. You know, they invest in, and this is just another pet peeve of mine. Let's just invest in receivers, you know, and we're going to win playing that game. You'll never win. You guys, like in New England, what'd you invest in right off the bat? You invested in Campbell. You invested in a guy that can protect your quarterback. You invested in a guy that sets a tone. Like, my favorite thing about him, watching him, is that dude's legitimately trying to kick somebody's ass. You know, like, forget about just being good. Like, is he technically sound? Yeah, he is. But what I love is I just like to watch him finish. He's out there not literally trying to hurt people, but he's trying to hurt people. Like, and I appreciate that physicality and that nastiness that he plays with. And so, like, that's what the Cincinnati Bengals don't understand. They put their quarterback out there. They hang him out to dry and let him get the little bit snot beat out of him all the time. And then they wonder why he's hurt. Like, that guy has taken them to a Super Bowl and got them through an AFC championship game where he got sacked 9 times in the game. 9 times in the game. I played for the Washington Redskins in 1991. Through 19 games in a world championship, we gave up 9 sacks on the season.
Wow. Damn.
9 sacks in a game. It's insane. And, you know, and then we're going to play Joe Burrow. You can kiss my ass, Joe Burrow.
All right, that seems like a
Bengals.
Good. We'll end it on kissing your ass, Mark Schlereth. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, where I'm guessing he will tell you to kiss his ass on occasion on the podcast as well. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I do want to react to a couple things that Mark Schlereth said, but we also need to get into these Bruins. They're banged up. And now they're losing. Oh, sad face. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
See you, Stink.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.